Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Hey, aloha everybody. This is KP over here up in the beautiful island of Hawaii, the big island. And when I say the island of Hawaii, I mean the island of Hawaii. We are still here. We will still be here. All these things going on and missiles supposedly going off, and I believe they did. I just had a feeling, actually last night I was to do a KP Radio Hawaii broadcast, but I just didn't really get around to it, so I ended up kind of doing a recording that I put up on the blog. I've got that uploaded. I might play a little bit of that, but I really don't think I will. Probably I'll just... anyway, this is probably all going to be new, and I don't really know what it's going to be about, but the thing about this happening is there are a lot of things going on, and nothing wrong with that. I was involved with another kind of a group conversation earlier today, and that may or may not be put up there onto the internet tubes at some point. But we will see how that goes. What the title I put here? Well, here's what I have to say about that. There are just a couple things I have not posted that I'm gonna probably put links to in the show notes. But I really feel that it's kind of there's some things that I've watched and some things that I've thought about, and it's kind of like, it's kind of like we're getting to a point where some are going to be awakening more quickly than others, but this has been happening along. And a lot of times it has to do with, with awakening. Really, again, the awakening within that cannot be, you can't really force it on anyone. You can't really say it's something that you have to do. No one has to do it. But there is a great awakening going on right now. I was just talking with someone today at the coffee shop. I know one time I was there not too long ago, and a few days ago, actually, it was like, and I was just sitting there and I was listening to these two people talk about, it was about Trump and about just kind of putting out statements, it says, oh, he's nuts, he's crazy, he's this, he's that. There were never any real reasons given for that. The only thing I could hear was that there was, he's not a Rhodes, something about being a Rhodes Scholar. So-and-so this, so-and-so that, the education, blah, blah, blah. And, I think a lot of this stuff is just really a lot of blather that, there's nothing behind it. And that, I'm not here to talk about Trump, whether, you could like him or not. But the point is, you have to look at what's being done, have to look at who is needed at this time. You really need, we're talking about one of the things in the conversation today that came up was that we are really in a essentially a cosmic, if you want to call it, a battle. Those who have been holding the planet prisoner for so many thousands, millions, billions of years are losing right now. In other words, the grip is being lost, and we're going back to... Cobra had a great post out today about that we are going to, what did he say? Oh, he uses fancy, you know, different kind of language. Let's see. The Hammer of Thor is a special undisclosed technology of the galactic configuration that will make sure Galactic Codex is respected again in the quarantine Earth sector. So in other words, this is sort of the galactic law, and also Corey has talked about that as well in his article. And I still really haven't read that in detail. But when you have a situation like this, it's like, do you want somebody who's politically correct? No, you don't. You don't need somebody, nor do you want somebody who's well-educated in the traditional sense, that is just going to go in and make intellectual decisions based on their intellectual level. You need to know somebody who can also work with the dark ones, if you want to call them that. And Trump, I'm sure, has worked with mafia and all sorts of other people. So anyway, that's part of the deal that's going on right now, is that, you know, you don't need a, you know, someone highly educated like me. You know, I've got a PhD, got a master's, I got a PhD, I got a BS, MS. So the BS, more of the same, and piled higher and deeper. I've piled it higher and deeper, and I could pile it higher and deeper if I wanted to again. So I didn't really expect to get into this, but I sort of follow the energy of what's trying to come out. You know, you don't need that right now. You need somebody who can work with other dark arenas and someone who knows about it. And guaranteed Trump does. I'm not saying he's perfect or anything like that. There's nobody here who's perfect. But there's a lot of stuff that's happening that I still believe, as I mentioned in the radio show early on in the morning today. This was very early in the morning. This Gaia portal, which talked about the, and we did talk about this today in the conversation I had today, that the higher levelers are succeeding in the Hue Being arena. In other words, these levelers are coming in to clear the ground. They're clear the ground. They're kind of clear the ground of this garbage, this crap, the stuff that is holding us back. And the other part of that, which I kind of tuned into, was that nocturnal living is finished. So living in the nocturnal, the nighttime, in the darkness, if you will, is it's over. So there is no life in the nocturnal at this time. So you can take that however you want, but to me that means that, you know, living in the, you can try and live in the dark, and maybe it's not your arena of operation. There's a lot of different energetic arenas where people are needed, and there's many times when I'm not the only one, have in my mind anything that's going on this planet. I am there for the energies. So, you know, so I am not one to work on this, we'll call it lower level, for lack of a better term, lower level arena. You know, that's not my talent. That's not what I'm really here for. So, you know, it's kind of like, that is part of the whole deal. So I'm not here to really mention anything about too much about that. James Gilliland did come out with a couple of posts, and I will probably put the links up for those. I haven't posted them yet, but it had to do with really coming to a point where it's like the What did he call it? An extremely inconvenient truth. And of course, you know, some of this is like, okay, yeah, there's some extremely inconvenient truths. They're inconvenient for people who are unwilling to look at it. And just as it would probably be inconvenient for me to look at other things, sometimes I just can't do it. I can't do it because it's not mine to look at. But when the time comes, the time comes. And that definitely happened for me with the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton deals just that one video, the movie American Made, and then the video that I posted at the very end of it. That just kind of woke me up. And there's no judgment of them or anything as people who live on this planet. However, there's some things that are continually happening that clearly are happening because of things that are going on around them. And whether they're personally responsible or not, not sure. But definitely the choice for the person who's there right now, I can tell you, is probably the more effective choice for what needs to be done on the planet and in this solar system, in this cosmos. So being that as it is, there's all this stuff coming out. I just want to Styx Hexenhammer 666 video, which I like to watch him once in a while. He talks in a little different way than I would talk, but he really lays things out in kind of a way that I'm sure some people really tune into. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. The key point to me from what we were talking about today is what has happened, the sort of the awakenings and it's almost an explosive, I'll call them, the best word to me is like explosive awakenings that I have experienced. It's sort of not one big huge explosion. It's like an explosive apocalypses, you know. So that's another term that might work a little better. Because just by watching a couple things and realizing that, you know, certain people have done things that are very, very, you know, there's a lot of evidence out there and data out there that indicates that, yes, they have done these things. And that the choice that was made in November of 2016 was very likely the best choice, the better choice at this time. Whether that continues, I don't know. But I've, you know, the whole thing that was happening last night or early this morning, I mean, I did the show, the KP message this morning, early this morning, like 12 midnight. Then I was kind of looking at all these and I was considering certain things, and all of a sudden all these things were being posted on Facebook, and I just saw these links that people were posting about what I had talked about, and they were kind of little explosions of, oh, this happened, that happened, this happened, this happened. And there were just kind of awakenings to actual recorded messages that were put out about the ones I'm talking about, and that it was just like there were like these explosive apocalypses for myself, just for myself. And I really had not paid much attention to all this before, and it didn't make any difference whether I had or not. It wasn't my place to really pay any attention to it. I don't care where Barack Obama is or Hillary Clinton is or Bill Clinton is. Turns out Bill Clinton was on the Big Island on the date of that missile alert. Now, seems kind of like a funny coincidence to me. Not that he had anything to do with that, but there's just all these things are boom, 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 tying together. And they're sort of like individual fireworks going off here on the, you know, New Year's Eve, when people start shooting off their fireworks right about now, 11:44, that's when you'll hear a lot of things going off until you get the big midnight bombs going off, or, you know, the big fireworks going off. To me, it's exactly the same thing. You know, it's sort of like the small fireworks, you know, before the big ones. And that, to me, was what was going on with me last night and early this morning till about 3 or 4 in the morning. It was just like they were continually coming in. And we talked about that today, talked about it. And so it's kind of a thing where we are very close, you know, to me that indicates that we're really, we are right on the edge. This has happened before. We're right on the edge of some kind of a, you know, of the big explosions. You know, I don't know what that's what that means, the big explosions, big awakenings. It could mean that, you know, there's something really big, a big rising in consciousness, rising in awareness. And I'm not saying anybody's going to get, it's nothing about arrests or anything like that going on. But there's something really big going on, you know, something really big. And I can take this back to other times when, you know, my name, Kuila, the Hawaiian name I've been given is Kuila, which means the lightning. And it can also mean electricity. But lightning is sort of this explosive electrical energy, electrical spark. And I have noticed this before. You know, I will feel these things. I will feel certain things. And when I'm feeling it, that means that it's about ready to burst out into the planetary consciousness. It's the same thing in a way that happened when I left for this journey in 2013, when I left on the 5th, arrived on the 6th, and then all of it, there was something, I had to go on that date, or I had to arrive on that date. I had to leave on the 5th, arrive on the 6th of June, and lo and behold, at that same time, the explosion started happening from Glenn Greenwald, The Intercept, The Guardian, and Ed Snowden. So I'm not saying I had anything to do with that at all, but I could sense certain things. I could sense things that were happening. This is sort of the same thing. I can tell there's these little, consciousness explosion, consciousness awakening, something awakening to this. And they may not always be what we would call pleasant things, but just awakening to this, awakening to that. There's no judgment, you know, there's no judgment and no, you know, no bad or good or anything like that, any kind of judgment like that, nothing like that. It's just that these things seem to be coming to a head, you know, so it's like coming to a big head, and I don't mean the big ego, but it's coming to a big head, and this feels like it's very soon. So I don't know what that's going to be, but we shall see. Now let me check what our time is here right now. I've got about 12 minutes left of the normal 30-minute blog talk radio show. So let me just take another gander, another look here at the blog. This conversation we had today, I think people will enjoy it. You know, as far as things going on the planet, okay, that's kind of the deal. I think what I've just talked about, it's not about anything, about anybody in the government or stuff like that, really. It's more about the energies right now. They're ready to pop. Like all the fireworks have been set up, some trial ones have been set off, and some little ones have been set off, and just to test the, you know, sort of get people ready. And things are coming out, and this can be have a lot more to do with than just with planetary things, like earthly things, and with earthly figures. It can also appears to be something to do with kind of the cosmic UFO, if you want to call it that, secret space program or space program disclosures. What's really going on? I mean, we saw those light ships over, they were actually over Diamond Head. The one post that was, I'm so grateful that she sent me this, or he or she sent me this, Solaris Modalis, the photographs that showed the light craft that were present during that, the event of the missile deal and everything like that. And it's kind of like, Lightcraft were, and when I looked at the bigger picture, the larger photograph, the image that was posted, these were actually, the camera was pointed towards Diamond Head, the tip of Diamond. This was probably from the studios, and the camera was pointed towards Diamond Head, and lo and behold, these things showed up in the image. And Cobra did mention during his latest update that the Hawaii missiles, he wrote that there were actually missiles that were shot towards the islands, and the Hawaii missile was a secret space program weapon directed to Hawaii that was removed by the Galactic Confederation before it entered the atmosphere. And so that's why the alert was actually, according to this, it was actually a valid alert. Of course, it's 8:07 in the morning. There's no way, Jose, I would ever know about it anyway. And it's also very clear, and many of us have known this for quite a few years, there are no more nuclear, devastating nuclear attacks being allowed. That's not going to happen. So that was really quite a deal to see that happening over here. But you know, wherever it has to happen, and if it can unveil some things about helpers, that we do have help here, and that there are certain things that are going to be prevented, they're not going to be allowed, and that we are definitely in the midst, as Cobra was talking about today, we are definitely in the Mjolnir, the hammer of Thor time, that these things, we are having the playing field is being leveled, all of the, we'll call them the dark characters are being leveled out, bulldozed away, if you want to call it that. And, this is happening. There's no more, in other words, they're not being going to be giving, apparently they're not being going to be given, the dark players are not going to be given any more chances to continue the game, that old game. So, we shall see. But I definitely know that this is happening. All I can say, I know it's going on. I know it's going to happen. This is from within my own beingness. And, of course, everyone has to look at it from their own perspective and from their own, their own inner self. And so it was really quite an amazing conversation that we had. And I'm not going to say any more about that particular conversation, but it will come out. There is so much going on right now. The energies are very sort of, they are kind of explosive. They're kind of overall on the planet. It's like it's a very, just, ooh, something's ready to go. And I know it's sort of like that moment when I used to launch, when I used to launch model rockets, and it was like everything's ready to go. Everything's ready. You got the engine in there. You got to check everything, make sure the parachute's packed right inside the tube, and you got the nose cone on, and then you got your launcher. Make sure all the parts are there, and you've got everything with you, and then you go out to the playground or wherever you need to launch it from, and put the engine in, make sure it's in there tight. And, then you get ready and do the countdown, press the button. So we're right there just before we're pressing the button. It seems like something, the button is ready to be pressed. And that's all I can say. And I'm not sure anybody else would get that feeling. But that, to me, is what's going on. So maybe that missile that was actually fired, apparently, towards the Hawaiian Islands was really kind of the precursor that says, yeah, well, it's ready to explode, but not that particular missile. You know, there were a few launches that I had that they didn't go too well. It's not that they didn't go well. The engine didn't work too well, or something happened, and it was kind of a dud. But in this case, there is something right on the edge. We're right on the edge of something. So, you know, we're just very close. And if we continue, you know, we're on the edge of a lot of things exploding. I think maybe the consciousness of the planet is going to explode. There are some political events. There's some other kinds of events on the ground that will happen. I don't know. But to me, the bottom line, again, is to stay true to one's inner self, to the inner higher self, and, you know, live in the moment. And that, to me, is really the most important thing of all. You know, we take care of our earthly things. We do our earthly deals. You know, we make our food. We have our mochas, in my case. We might watch a TV show or hear a Netflix or thing, or maybe a video or something like that. But really, you know, and you know, in the end, it's follow the guidance. You know, follow the higher guidance. If I'm meant to be somewhere, I will go. If I'm meant to stay here, I will just stay here. If I'm meant to follow this path, I'll go this path. If I'm meant to follow another path, we'll follow another path. And this has been happening all week for me, and I'm sure for a lot of other people as well. So personally, I do not feel any kind of, now some people have talked about, you know, being kind of attacked or this is going on. Now, it's not happening for me. I don't feel that way. Pardon me. I don't feel that way at all. It could have something to do with the fact that now I am connected with my Sintamani stone, which I wear all the time. And it's almost like, yeah, I had the arm thing going on. I had the hand thing going on. I had the shoulder thing going on. But I caught a great wave yesterday, and that really felt good. I only needed one. And that's it. I just caught the wave. It was a great wave, a great barrel, and I could have caught more, but I didn't. And it was such a, it's just a wonderful time to be here. And I don't feel that pressure of any kind of attacking energies, and I don't put that energy out. To me, it's very important. I'm not saying this applies to everybody, but again, this comes from A Course in Miracles. You know, if you see yourself, you defend, you know, then you're attacked. You are attacked. Of course, I'm just saying that, you know, that line that I remember from A Course in Miracles. If you see yourself as having to defend against something, then you maybe just are setting yourself up for an attack. You know, it's like, I just don't do that. I don't do that. Now, I don't say it doesn't happen, but that, for me, that's how I feel right now. So I don't go spend any time. Now, if I do feel like something has been penetrating my energy space, like I had that bath that for several months, and once I felt something was being used to sort of invade my energy space, then I let go of it. You know, I released it. And that's okay. So right now, however, I feel very at peace, very in a very good energy space. And whatever is your guidance to help set up your energy space. And there's no reason that we have to be part of whatever chaos is unfolding around us. Whether that includes globally, country-wise, state-wise, community-wise, or just being in a coffee shop-wise. You know, there's no reason we don't. I mean, in other words, I'm not going to be a part of that. You know, any type of chaos going on, that's not really my arena. You know, so I guess that's about it for now. I'm just going to kind of let that go, and then that's kind of what I have to say about whatever I've said about. And I'll put this up on the blog pretty soon. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful, wherever you are on the planet, a wonderful time, whether you're on the islands or whether you're on the, in the UK or in the in Russia or in Australia, wherever you are, have a wonderful day. And we will close, as often I like to do, with A Allah A by Brother Iz. So claim your sovereignty. A Allah A.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. A Allah A. A Allah A.